Many roles I have. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Each one of us have many roles that we play. Each one of us are many different beings all at once. Each one of us have responsibilities and we have opportunities to be who and what we are. Just who and what are you? Who and what am I? Well, many roles that we have. I'm a king. I'm a queen. I'm a prince. I'm the staff. I'm the people. That's quite a few roles. Now, as a king, I'm number one. And as number one, what is it that I do? What is it that is expected of me? What is it, the role that I play? Well, the role that I play is that I'm number one. I'm the king. Everyone is. We take care of ourselves first. We take care of our own needs first. When we get up in the morning, first thing we do is take care of ourselves. We go to the bathroom, we wash and we clean ourselves up. We prepare ourselves for the day. We choose our clothing. We choose the things that we're going to wear that are going to represent the role that we're playing this day. It might be a wonderful robe, like a kingly robe, or it might just be casual clothing. Whatever it is our choice. And we make that choice every single day. We make that choice every single day in everything that we think about ourselves. Do we think about the food that we eat? Do we think about the water that we drink? Do we think about the people that we associate with? Who are the people we see first thing in the morning? Who are the people who are in our life first thing in the morning? And what are these people like? Are these people beautiful people? Are these people loving people? Are these people gentle people? Are these people caring people? They are if we are. If we are gentle, loving, and caring people, we surround ourselves with gentle, loving, and caring people. It can be no other way. We cannot have any other kind of people in our life except the kind that we are. Now, what kind of people are we? As a king, I'm number one. As a king, I choose my happy face. As a king, I choose my successful charisma. I choose my attitude which says, I am a successful person. I am a happy person. I am a fulfilled person. I am a desirable person. And as we have this, as I have this in my consciousness, then that's how I begin my day. And that's the role that I play. That's the way that I look at myself and my world. And all of the experiences I have are in keeping with the role that I have for myself, by my choice, when I first get up in the morning. Now, that's a nice thing to do, isn't it? It's a nice way to start the day. Nice way to start looking at life and seeing what's going on and seeing how happy I am about what is going on in my life. Well, think about it again now. I'm the king, and I'm also the queen. Now, what does it mean to be a queen? Well, we might say the queen is the caring aspect of ourself. It is that aspect of ourself that wants to make everything beautiful for us, that makes sure that everything on the outer is as lovely as we are on the inner. And our queen self is that self that is always beautiful, always loving, always tender, always caring, always gentle, always sincere, always what makes us very, very comfortable and very, very happy. That's our queen self. Now, what's our prince self? The princelings about us. Boys and the girls, they're in our life too. What role do we have to play for them? Are we the reflection of the purity and goodness that's in our heart? Or are we the reflection of what we think might be fun to do that might not be so much fun to do? What do we think about our life? When we say we want to be ourselves and have fun, and our children, our princelings, want to be themselves and have fun, what sort of role have we given them to be themselves and have fun as we are ourselves and have fun? Do we have to have liquor? Do we have to have narcotics? Do we have to have drugs to make our life fulfilled? Or are we within ourselves so revealed and so fantastic that we can light up our day by our attitude, light up our day by every thought we think? We have no need for anything in our bodies that is a temporary lift, a temporary spark. We want a permanent spark in our body. And this permanent spark that we put in our body is reflected in our children. Our children look at us and they say, oh, it's okay to drink beer, it's okay to drink wine, it's okay to smoke, it's okay to take drugs, if we do. If even once we allow ourselves the privilege of playing around with these things, why do we do it? What benefit is it in the long run? What benefit is it in the short run even? What benefit is it going to be to us to participate in anything which is negative to our nature? What is it that we are trying to prove? Why is it that we think that having fun is doing something that's illegal, immoral, or fattening? Well, it's not really the way. Having fun is having a tickle in your heart that says all is right with the world. Having a feeling in you that says life is good and very good. Knowing this, being this, enjoying this, this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. Now, we step out and we look at our staff. We look at the people in our world. We look at those people who are helpful to us, those people who care about us, those people who participate in our world. They may work for the broader aspect or the smaller aspect. It makes no difference. They may work from the things of the business nature or the personal nature, the household nature or the community nature. It makes no difference. What is it that this staff sees us doing? What is it this staff sees us thinking and saying? Does our staff, the people who work with us in our world, they may not be in our payroll, but they're our staff, because they are part of our life. What do they see us doing? What do they see us thinking? What do they see us saying in our world? Do they see us saying beautiful, harmonious, joyful things? Or do they see us griping and being unhappy about things? Do they see us complaining? Do they see us saying things that are not true? And any time we talk about anything and we say something contrary to our highest and best, it is not true. It is not our reality. It is not the role we want to play. And the role we want to play is a role that we must put into motion every moment of our life by every beautiful thought that we think. And when that is done, then our staff will be a pure reflection of us, and as they go around doing their activities, they will reflect us. They will reflect what we think, what we believe, what we are. And when they reflect that, how great it is. When they reflect that, how magnificent it is, how complete it is, how fulfilling it is. Yes, it's all that easy and that definite. But it means we have to figure out what role we are playing. Now the people in our world, the people in our kingdom, who are these people? These people are people we may not even know, people we walk by on the street and we do not know their names, we do not know who they are, But what do they see or feel when they are in our presence? When they are in our presence, do they feel a warmth? Do they feel a joy? Do they feel a compassion? Do they feel a magnificence? Do they feel absolutely wonderful? And they may not even know that that charisma is shining forth from us. But truly they do know. Everyone knows where anything comes from in life. Everything is a shining light, and from that shining light, everyone extrapolates whatever it is that's going on in the world. Now, what is going on in your world? Happiness, joy, peace, harmony, love, wholeness, goodness, abundance, magnificence? Oh, that sounds all very good, doesn't it? Or are you unhappy? One word says it all. And if you're unhappy, that charisma, that attitude, that feeling is known by everyone. You walk down the street in your own private little world, and you're in your heart, and you feel sad for yourself, and you think that the rest of the world doesn't know that? You think the rest of the world doesn't know that you know something that they don't want to know? You are unhappy with yourself because you have been doing something that you shouldn't be doing. You've been thinking something you shouldn't be thinking. You've been acting in a way that you shouldn't be acting. If indeed you say you are divine, if indeed you say your life is wonderful, if indeed you say all is good and very good, and I'm being myself and having fun, if that's what you say, then that's the feeling that everyone should get and know when they're in your presence. Because that's what you exude from every fiber of your being. Every cell of your being shines out what you believe about yourself. And if I believe about myself, I'm a happy person, I'm a joyous person, I'm a delightful person, I'm a person everybody enjoys having in their world, then so it is. But if I think, oh dear, I've got this problem, I've got that problem, I've got this worry, I've got that worry, now what's going to happen in my world? Well, what's going to happen in your world, in my world, anytime I think like that, is everyone's going to shy away from us. Everything is going to fall short of coming to us. We will not be able to have the peace and harmony and goodness, the abundance, the health, and the wholeness that we would like to experience, only because of one thing. We have put forth, by the role that we're playing, who we think we are, and the world serves us who we think we are. And that's exactly what we get in life. Can we afford to be a poor king, to be a poor queen, to be a poor princeling, a poor staff, or a poor people? I'm not saying pure, I'm saying poor. I'm saying someone who has a sad attitude about themselves. A person who has a rich attitude about himself is one who is delighted and brought forth in all company as a joyful experience. You and I can bring forth in our life all of these joyful experiences if we wish. And all it takes is the remembrance of being ready. Being ready to stand forth for what it is you want, what it is you think about, what it is you are, and what charisma you're shining out for all the world to see. And the most wonderful person to shine out for is yourself. You shine out that charisma for yourself, telling the world how great it is and how wonderful it is that you are there. Now, are you ready for that? Are you ready for such a glorious experience? If you are, then go for it and enjoy it every moment of your life. You can do it. It is done for you. But it's up to you to know that it is done and make it happen in every beautiful way. Yes.